And what's more, my dad franchised his little shoe repair shops. So he traveled. He had one in Kansas City, Kansas. He had one in Fort Smith. He had one in Emporia, one in Lawrence, one in Atchison, Kansas. And that's where he met Amelia Earhart.
Tell us about that meeting.
Amelia Earhart's family lived in North Kansas City. She was a tomboy from the minute she was born. She was always climbing trees and jumping off of places and all. So when she was about 4 years old, they built her a little cart. And she wanted to shoot like a slide coming out of her second-story window. She put the cart on the slide, came sliding down, wrecked the cart, and almost killed herself. So the parents picked her up and said, "You are going to go live with Grandma and Grandpa Cole in Atchison, Kansas." They got her to Grandma and Grandpa Cole in Atchison, and she was the worst tomboy. She was jumping off of carriage house roofs, and Atchison is a very, very Victorian town. They put her in a private Catholic girls' school. Even the nuns couldn't keep her under control. She was climbing trees and jumping off of rooftops and everything, and she kept telling them all, "I am going to fly. I am going to grow up, and I am going to learn how to fly."
How old would she have been about this time?
She was about 4 or 5 when they put her in the Catholic school. When she was in high school, Dad would go in to visit his shops. He made the tour, and he'd check on his shops. Next door was a little, what they called confectionery stores back then. They had soda fountains and candy and sandwiches and stuff like that. She would come in with her girlfriends after school dressed in men's clothes. It just shocked the ladies of Atchison because here she was dressed in men's clothes. And they're such a very, very Victorian town. But she took flying lessons and she learned how to fly.
How old was she then, do you think?
She was about 17, 18.
Tell us who she was.
Amelia Earhart was the first aviatrix that tried to fly around the world. She married William Putnam. And to his dying day, my dad said he exploited her. He had her fly across the Pacific. First of all, she flew across to Paris, France, and they had the big parades and all this hoopla that goes with the celebrity doing something that wasn't done, and especially a woman flying across the Atlantic was unheard of. Putnam thought that was great, so he had her fly across the Pacific. They landed over in the Philippine Islands, and there was a big parade and all this hoopla and all. So he planned the round-the-world trip. In the meantime, he was doing other things. He was making Amelia Earhart luggage, Amelia Earhart clothes, Amelia Earhart cosmetics, Amelia Earhart jewelry. Her little house in Atchison that belonged to her grandparents is now her museum. When they did the movie of Amelia Earhart, Hilary Swank and all the cast and crew came to Atchison for the premiere. I was there. I belong to Oklahoma Museum Association, and every time there's something spectacular going on or something unusual, I get an invite. I went to the museum. They had the big premiere there. They gussied up the little theater, and they had the spotlights and the red carpet and the big, long stretch vans. It was quite a premiere. The next day, I went to the museum, and the cast and crew had donated all the wardrobe to that museum. There is a life-size cutout of her, and she's about 6 inches taller than me. I was 5'1", but I shrunk 3 inches due to arthritis. She had her curly, bobbed red hair and her flight outfit on that Hilary Swank wore in the movie. The curator there was trying to tell me, oh, she didn't die on that trip. She crashed, but she came back, and she lived here in the States incognito.
Well,
ma'am, that is impossible. If she came back, she would have been over 100 years old.
And then we point out that she was lost at sea, and her remains were never found.
True. Now they say they think they've spotted maybe remnants of the wreck and all. They think maybe the Japs captured her and killed her. At the time, there was a Navy ship following her. They were radioing her that she had taken the wrong turn. And Noonan, her navigator, who was a great navigator, but he was also an alcoholic, but he did not drink when he was flying with Amelia. He kept telling her, "I think we made the wrong turn." And she kept saying, "We're low on gas. We've got to land somewhere. Dump everything off the plane." They dropped the pontoons. They dropped one of those little rescue boats. And in dropping everything off the plane, they dropped the radio by mistake. Therefore, the Navy ship couldn't contact her. They kept sending her messages, but she wasn't receiving them. So she made the wrong turn. She disappeared. Somewhere they crashed. She's probably at the bottom of the ocean. Who knows? But anyway, they verified the fact that that's what must have happened. They dropped the radio by mistake, and that's why she didn't get the message, and that's why she disappeared. But my dad kept saying, Putman just exploited her. He pushed her too hard. She was a great lady.